the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. And once that on-air red light goes off at 5 p.m. on Sundays, you don't have to wait 6 days and 21 hours until we're back with you. We are with you 24/7 at DaveJanda.com. DaveJanda.com. Extra shows, extra guests, extra analysis, archives to all of our shows. We hope you become part of our freedom family. There's a tremendous amount of content and information I cannot present on a radio show. I cannot present on social media platforms or on platforms such as YouTube or Rumble. And no, Rumble is not the panacea that people like Bongino, who have a financial interest in the Rumble platform, tell you. Bottom line, folks, is that there is still suppression of information on every platform unless you have the opportunity to have an outstanding IT team that protects a particular website. And that particular website is DaveJanda.com, and I hope you'll stop on by. One of the issues that we have tackled over now almost coming up on 13 years has been your financial and economic freedom. Many people believe if they read the Wall Street Journal, if they watch what I call CNBS, if they watch Fox Business News, if they listen to what's being presented on Bloomberg and Reuters, that they're getting everything they need to know as it relates to what's happening in the economic and financial world. Well, folks, those people that believe that are destined for trouble. I'll be kind. And the reason is because they want all the sheep in the same pen. And that pen is a containment pen to contain your economic and financial freedom. And that's why this platform, this radio show, my next guest gets targeted by the cult, by the syndicate, the Criminal International Banking Syndicate, because we point out what's really occurring and how, the best means of protecting yourself. My next guest is Bill Holter. For those of you not familiar with Bill, he has an incredible track record. First, his website, Bill Holter, H-O-L-T-E-R, BillHolter.com. After a lengthy career in financial services, Bill retired in 2006, and this is great timing, and it wasn't by accident. Bill moved his family out of the United States because he saw what was coming, 2007 and 2008 and beyond. When the dust cleared, he then returned in 2011 and currently makes his home in the great state of Texas. He joined Miles Franklin, great organization, Miles Franklin, M-I-L-E-S, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N.com, as an associate writer in 2012 and posted commentaries there until early 2015. Bill is a precious metals broker at Miles Franklin at this time, and he continues to write great, insightful articles at Bill Holter. H-O-L-T-E-R, BillHolter.com. Bottom line, folks, Bill is one of the best forensic economic analysts in the world. Bill, welcome back to the Operation Freedom Show and Platform.
Thank you for having me back, Dave.
So, Bill, over the years, you have warned our listeners that the takedown of the financial towers, if you will, is going to be a credit-related event or events. So recently, Bill, we had Fitch, an organization that rates countries, companies, organizations as far as their credit worthiness. Fitch downgraded the United States of America's AAA rating to a AA+ rating. the cult puppets in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden, Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, got very, very upset. And Yellen came out after she shuffled to the platform and said that this was arbitrary and outdated, this downgrade. How dare Fitch do this? And then Joe Biden meandered and shuffled to the podium and immediately blamed Trump for the downgrade. Of note, in Fitch's downgrade, what they stated and cited was, quote, for the downgrade, quote, a steady deterioration in standards of governance, end quote. So, Bill, your take on this downgrade and the fact that you called this years ago.
Yeah, it's two-sided. And I'm glad you picked this as a first topic. It's two-sided. You've got the financial side and you've got the rule of law side. The financial side, the Treasury now pays pretty close to $1 trillion a year in interest. And just a ballpark number, that's about a third of what they take in tax revenues. If the markets did not crash ahead of time, which they will definitely, I mean, there's no way any government could ever get to paying 100% interest, 100% of the tax revenues as interest. It could never happen because markets won't allow it. But that's where this is headed. This is headed because it's a Ponzi scheme and all Ponzi schemes need new fresh capital. That fresh capital comes from newly created debt. And I mean, just look at the beginning of each year, now over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, they're running a trillion plus dollar deficit every year. So the deficit itself is increasing. Now interest rates have gone up. They've come off the 0% line. And the amount of interest paid has more than doubled. It was in the range of $350 to $450 billion per year of interest payments, and that was over the last 20 or 30 years. So now the amount of interest is really beginning to bite. So that's the financial side that Fitch was looking at. And I also believe, because they used the word governance, they're looking at the rule of law or the societal side. Historically, the U.S. was always the safe haven for capital. Whenever anything bad happened anywhere around the world, money would flow into dollars because the U.S. was a safe haven from a rule of law standpoint. We had a fixed rule of law. The law itself was followed, and it was viewed as, you know, the pristine credit. There was no political risk in the U.S. dollar. That has changed, and I think that's the other side to the equation that Fitch looked at and made the decision to downgrade.
So many people believe, Bill, that a downgrade really isn't going to have a significant impact on the average family, on the average business in this country. Bill, are they just whistling past the graveyard in that belief?
The first, and actually this is the second downgrade, because there was a downgrade back in 2011, I believe. Mm-hmm. We're not at the point where people or investors are going to look at it and go, oh my God, it's only a AA+ rating. It's the motion, it's the direction that this is going that will affect people. A AAA rating, the U.S. Treasuries were considered risk-free. They were the standard. Now they're no longer risk-free. And if something's not risk-free, then the interest rate charged for that borrower debtor to borrow money, interest rates have to account for risk. And now there is risk in the equation when, you know, in the past, there was zero risk.
And Bill, The syndicate uses what I believe is false data to prop Absolutely. People up that the belief that everything is fine, that this talk about downgrades, the talk about ever-increasing debt, DEBT, that's, oh, don't worry. If it was such a problem, that the numbers would be, well, they would show that to be the case. Well, so it's to the point now, Bill, that they can't even hide it in the numbers. Just a couple headlines in the independent media recently. U.S. industrial production posts first annual decline in 28 months. Inside today's disastrous jobs report, they had expected this past week 220,000 new jobs created. The actual number was 187,000, but they had a bogus addition in there of called the birth-death model, which are fictitious jobs. To get that 187,000 jobs, they added 287,000. Well, wait a minute. That means that there was a job loss of 100,000. And then they revised previous months where they said, yeah, we overestimated June by 24,000 jobs, May 25,000. And then when they looked at the household survey, they said, wait a minute, well, full-time jobs are down 585,000 in the past month. And it's just the propping up with part-time jobs and multiple people holding multiple jobs. The only reason why we saw some positive job numbers, you know, Bill, it's all falling apart and they can't even hide it any longer.
Right. They've checked with the numbers for years. I think it was 1993 or 94 when they really started to change the historical way they calculated unemployment and inflation. I mean, does anybody really believe inflation's running at 3%? There's no way. I mean, look at the UAW contract. 40% mm-hmm. over 4 years, and they're trying to make us believe that inflation's running at 2 or 3%. The interesting thing on the unemployment number, I think this is the first time I've ever seen this. You had a mainstream bank, one bank, came out and publicly said just what you were talking about, that if it weren't for the birth-death model, the employment numbers would have declined 30,000 jobs. So, yeah, you're spot on as far as the numbers aren't adding up. And, I mean, you can't hide that they don't add up anymore.
And one of the other narratives they want us to believe, Bill, is that the dollar remains all-powerful and will always be powerful in economic platforms around the world as a reserve currency. And that this BRICS group, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, of which now 41 other countries want to join, this BRICS meeting coming up toward the end of August, well, this is going to be a non-event, that this discussion of BRICS backing a potential trade currency that they back in hard assets, gold, silver, oil, natural gas. Well, this is not going to happen, and that this is not going to have an impact on the U.S. dollar. I want to play a clip from RTTV and get your take, and then let's talk about what people are being told in this country and what's around the corner. Derek, hit it.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
The decision comes a month ahead of scheduled alliance summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. 41 countries have since shown their interest in BRICS membership and its new currency implementation. Russia's foreign ministry has stated that if African states show enthusiasm, the group's expansion may also be on a Russia-Africa summit's agenda in the end of July. As of now, the BRICS group remains comprised of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. Former Statistician General of South Africa, Pali Lehola, says the gold backed currency will facilitate the advancement of developing countries.
Bill, your take.
That came out, I believe, in early July, and that came from RT. I believe last week, Russia came out and said there will not be, that's not a hard and fast date, the August 22nd to 24th. So, I mean, I don't know what to believe. Are they going to flip the switch and issue a currency? I don't think it really matters, because they are going to do that eventually. That is the direction that they're moving. Just understand that the world is tired of trading, settling their trade in dollars. Because for years and years and years, trade, for instance, the U.S. would run a half a billion or a $500 billion trade deficit, meaning goods, real goods, would flow into the United States in return for dollars. And dollars, because they're backed by nothing, it's a something for nothing trade deal. So foreigners, and I think you can see this, Dave, in the velocity numbers. I talked for many years about how velocity had done nothing but go down since the late 90s. And velocity is a measure of the turnover of money, the turnover of dollars. And it continually, year after year, dropped and dropped and dropped. Well, just over the last 2 or 3 months, the velocity numbers have turned. And this is the same, at the same time, M2 money supply has been declining for 8 months, which is also unprecedented. So I think the velocity, because it's turning up, what you're looking at is foreigners are bailing out of dollars because they view this as a hot potato moment.
And the question is, well, if they're turning away from dollars, where are they going? So a couple points of interest discussed in the independent media. Zero Hedge: central bank gold demand in first half of 2023 was the highest on record. German central bank gold reevaluation account underlies soundness of their balance sheet. Your take, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. The central bankers, they understand, and I've talked about this for many years. Gold and also silver are the only two monies on the planet that cannot bankrupt. In other words, there's no credit risk. There's no political risk. It can't be overprinted. Gold cannot go bankrupt. So in bad times, that is your solid foundation. And what these central banks are doing is they're trying to make their solid foundation thicker because they see something bad coming.
So, Bill, educate our listeners on what they should be doing to protect their best financial insurance that they can have at this point, because they are constantly told, whether they watch CNBC or Fox Business News or Bloomberg or Reuters, that, oh, just keep dumping your money into the stock market, into the bond market, into paper assets, because it's just going to keep going up and up and up. And whatever you do, don't look at precious metals because they're barbarous relics. Yet the central banks are buying them. Governments are buying them hand over fist. So, Bill, should not every one of our listeners be buying financial insurance just like the central banks and these governments are doing?
Yeah, you follow what they do, not what they say. And again, it goes back to gold cannot bankrupt. And we live in a world that is in the process of bankrupting because there is simply too much debt, so much debt that it cannot be repaid in current terms. So what you want to do is you want to get capital out of the system. I mean, think about what happened in Canada with the truckers. If you made a $10 donation to the truckers, Trudeau made an edict, basically shut those people off, shut their bank accounts off. People got shut off. But if you mm-hmm. have money that's out of the system, you can't be shut off. That's from one standpoint. The other standpoint is, okay, so you have money in a bank, or you have money in a, with a broker or an insurance company, and they go broke. What happens? You don't have access to your capital. And that's what's going to happen on a system-wide basis, is you're going to see bankruptcies. And you'll be precluded access to your capital. So the safest thing to do is to get capital out of the system into something that cannot bankrupt, and that is gold or silver in hand.
And Bill, when you look at the data that's coming out, if you will, the data behind the curtain of what the banksters are doing, the positions they're now taking and have taken in the past week or two, what's it telling you?
I'm not sure what you're asking here, the positions that the bankers take. I mean, the banks have taken crazy positions in derivatives. And I mean, we're sitting now on a bomb that's over $2 quadrillion in size of derivatives. So when that blows up, I mean, the position of the bankers basically is they got a guillotine hanging over their heads.
And in particular, this the Commitment of Traders report that comes out through the CFTC. What's your take on that?
Yeah, the Commitment of Traders for silver, about a 13-14 year low in five, 6 weeks ago. And this past week in the gold, the open interest has collapsed, and that's now down to an 8 or 9 year low. And historically, when they make open interest lows, that coincides with a low in pricing. So it looks to me like, you know, they've pretty much washed out the speculators, and these things, gold and silver, are set and ready to rise and probably rise hard.
So, Bill, in our final minute and a half, educate our listeners in how they can coordinate with you, how they can get in touch with you on a 24/7 basis.
Sure. You can go to BillHolter.com. That's a website I started back in, just started back in February, March. There is a contact icon there. You can reach me that way. Or you can contact me through my business email, which is bholter@hotmail.com.
Single greatest mistake people make, Bill, as it relates to precious metals?
The single mistake is people count their net worth in dollars. And when this is all said and done, you'll end up counting your net worth in how many ounces of either gold or silver that you own.
Bill, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You take tremendous grief for laying it on the line on how people can protect themselves financially and economically. And I thank you, Bill, for, again, everything you have done, are doing, and will do. And I'd like to thank you folks for joining us today. Until next time and next week, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. Thanks for joining us today. We are available 24/7 at DaveJanda.com. Until we meet again next Sunday afternoon.